Ever have to read the Bible in public? Ever stumble over some of those unusual names? You know, names like Hazael-Ponai, Joshbekasha, and Zaphnath-Paaneah. With Webb's Easy Bible Name Pronunciation Guide, you'll read through these and every other Bible name as smooth as silk. My pronunciation guide is easy to use, guaranteed. You can even download a free chapter at easybiblenamesguide.com so you can see how easy it is. Go there now. Get your free chapter. easybiblenamesguide.com. And sound like a scholar next time you read your Bible in public. Hello and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible once again. This is episode number 293. I'm your host, Steve Webb, and today we'll be reading Jeremiah chapters 39 through 43. Let's begin. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came against Jerusalem with his whole army and laid siege to it. The siege began in the 10th month of the 9th year that Zedekiah ruled over Judah. It lasted until the 9th day of the 4th month of Zedekiah's 11th year. On that day they broke through the city walls. Then Negar-Sherezar of Samgar, Nemosarsekim, who was a chief officer, Nergal-Sherezar, who was a high official, and all the other officers of the king of Babylon came and set up quarters in the middle gate. When King Zedekiah of Judah and all his soldiers saw them, they tried to escape. They departed from the city during the night. They took a path through the king's garden and passed out through the gate between the two walls. Then they headed for the Jordan Valley. But the Babylonian army chased after them. They caught up with Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho and captured them. They took them to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon at Riblah in the territory of Hamath, and Nebuchadnezzar passed sentence on him there. There at Riblah, the king of Babylon had Zedekiah's sons put to death while Zedekiah was forced to watch. The king of Babylon also had all the nobles of Judah put to death. Then he had Zedekiah's eyes put out and had him bound in chains to be led off to Babylon. The Babylonians burned down the royal palace, the temple of the Lord, and the people's homes, and they tore down the wall of Jerusalem. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the royal guard, took captive the rest of the people who were left in the city. He carried them off to Babylon, along with the people who had deserted to him. But he left behind in the land of Judah some of the poor people who owned nothing. He gave them fields and vineyards at that time. Now King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had issued orders concerning Jeremiah. He had passed them on through Nebuzaradan, the captain of his royal guard. Find Jeremiah and look out for him. Do not do anything to harm him, but do with him whatever he tells you. So Nebuzaradan, the captain of the royal guard, Nebuchadnezzar, who was a chief officer, Nergal-Sherezar, who was a high official, and all the other officers of the king of Babylon sent and had Jeremiah brought from the courtyard of the guardhouse. They turned him over to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, and the grandson of Shaphan, to take him home with him, but Jeremiah stayed among the people. Now the Lord had spoken to Jeremiah while he was still confined in the courtyard of the guardhouse. Go tell Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, the Lord God of Israel, who rules over all, says, I will carry out against this city what I promised. It will mean disaster and not good fortune for it. When that disaster happens, you will be there to see it. But I will rescue you when it happens. I, the Lord, affirm it. You will not be handed over to those whom you fear. I will certainly save you. You will not fall victim to violence. You will escape with your life because you trust in me. I, the Lord, affirm it. Jeremiah chapter 40. The Lord spoke to Jeremiah after Nebuzaradan, the captain of the royal guard, had set him free at Ramah. He had taken him there in chains along with all the people from Jerusalem and Judah who were being carried off to exile in Babylon. The captain of the royal guard took Jeremiah aside and said to him, The Lord your God threatened this place with disaster. Now he has brought it about. The Lord has done just as he threatened to do. This disaster has happened because you people sinned against the Lord and did not obey him. But now, Jeremiah, today I will set you free from the chains on your wrists. If you would like to come to Babylon with me, come along and I will take care of you. But if you prefer not to come to Babylon with me, you are not required to do so. You are free to go anywhere in the land you want to go. Go wherever you choose. Before Jeremiah could turn to leave, the captain of the guard added, Go back to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam and grandson of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon appointed to govern the towns of Judah. Go back and live with him among the people, or go wherever else you choose. Then the captain of the guard gave Jeremiah some food as a present and let him go. So Jeremiah went to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, at Mizpah, and lived there with him. He stayed there to live among the people who had been left in the land of Judah. Now some of the officers of the Judean army and their troops had been hiding in the countryside. They heard that the king of Babylon had appointed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, to govern the country. They also heard that he had been put in charge over the men, women, and children from the poorer classes of the land who had not been carried off into exile in Babylon. So all these officers and their troops came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. The officers who came there were Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, Johanan and Jonathan, the sons of Kareah, Sariah, son of Tanhumeth, the sons of Ephi the Netaphathite, and Jazaniah, son of the Maacathite. Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam and grandson of Shaphan, took an oath so as to give them and their troops some assurance of safety. Do not be afraid to submit to the Babylonians. Settle down in the land and submit to the king of Babylon. Then things will go well with you. I, for my part, will stay at Mizpah to represent you before the Babylonians whenever they come to us. You, for your part, go ahead and harvest the wine, the dates, the figs, and the olive oil, and store them in jars. Go ahead and settle down in the towns that you have taken over. Moreover, all the Judeans who were in Moab, Ammon, Edom, and all the other countries heard what had happened. They heard that the king of Babylon had allowed some people to stay in Judah, and that he had appointed Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam and grandson of Shaphan, to govern them. So all these Judeans returned to the land of Judah from the places where they had been scattered. They came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. Thus they harvested a large amount of wine and dates and figs. Johanan and all the other officers of the troops that had been hiding in the open country came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. They said to him, "Are you at all aware that King Baalis of Ammon has sent Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, to kill you?" But Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, would not believe them. Then Johanan, son of Kareah, spoke privately to Gedaliah there at Mizpah. "Let me go and kill Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, before anyone knows about it. Otherwise he will kill you, and all the Judeans who have rallied around you will be scattered. Then what remains of Judah will disappear." But Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, said to Johanan, the son of Kareah, "Do not do that, because what you are saying about Ishmael is not true." Jeremiah chapter 41. But in the seventh month Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah and grandson of Elishama, who was a member of the royal family and had been one of Zedekiah's chief officers, came with 10 of his men to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, at Mizpah. While they were eating a meal together with him there at Mizpah, Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men who were there with him stood up, pulled out their swords, and killed Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam and grandson of Shaphan. Thus Ishmael killed the man that the king of Babylon had appointed to govern the country. Ishmael also killed all the Judeans who were with Gedaliah at Mizpah and the Babylonian soldiers who happened to be there. On the day after Gedaliah had been murdered, before anyone even knew about it, 80 men arrived from Shechem, Shiloh, and Samaria. They had shaved off their beards, torn their clothes, and cut themselves to show they were mourning. They were carrying grain offerings and incense to present at the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, went out from Mizpah to greet them. He was pretending to cry as he walked along. When he met them, he said to them, "Come with me to meet Gedaliah, son of Ahikam." But as soon as they were inside the city, Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and the men who were with him slaughtered them and threw their bodies in a cistern. But there were 10 men among them who said to Ishmael, "Do not kill us, for we will give you the stores of wheat, barley, olive oil, and honey we have hidden in a field." So he spared their lives and did not kill them along with the rest. Now the cistern where Ishmael threw all the dead bodies of those he had killed was a large one that King Asa had constructed as part of his defenses against King Baasha of Israel. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, filled it with dead bodies. Then Ishmael took captive all the people who were still left alive in Mizpah. This included the royal princesses and all the rest of the people in Mizpah that Nebuzaradan, the captain of the royal guard, had put under the authority of Gedaliah, son of Ahikam. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, took all these people captive and set out to cross over to the Ammonites. Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers who were with him heard about all the atrocities that Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, had committed. So they took all their troops and went to fight against Ishmael, son of Nethaniah. They caught up with him near the large pool at Gibeon. When all the people that Ishmael had taken captive saw Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers with him, they were glad. All those people that Ishmael had taken captive from Mizpah turned and went over to Johanan, son of Kareah. But Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, managed to escape from Johanan, along with 8 of his men, and he went on over to Ammon. Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers who were with him led off all the people who had been left alive at Mizpah. They had rescued them from Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, after he had killed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam. They led off the men, women, children, soldiers, and court officials whom they had brought away from Gibeon. They set out to go to Egypt to get away from the Babylonians, but stopped at Geruth-Kimham near Bethlehem. They were afraid of what the Babylonians might do because Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, had killed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon had appointed to govern the country. Jeremiah chapter 42. Then all the army officers, including Johanan, son of Kareah, and Jezaniah, son of Hoshaiah, and all the people of every class, went to the prophet Jeremiah. They said to him, "Please grant our request and pray to the Lord your God for all those of us who are still left alive here, for, as you yourself can see, there are only a few of us left out of the many there were before. Pray that the Lord your God will tell us where we should go and what we should do." The prophet Jeremiah answered them, "Agreed. I will indeed pray to the Lord your God as you have asked. I will tell you everything the Lord replies in response to you. I will not keep anything back from you." They answered Jeremiah, "May the Lord be a true and faithful witness against us if we do not do just as the Lord sends you to tell us to do. We will obey what the Lord our God, to whom we are sending you, tells us to do. It does not matter whether we like what he tells us or not. We will obey what he tells us to do so that things will go well for us." 10 days later, the Lord spoke to Jeremiah. So Jeremiah summoned Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers who were with him, and all the people of every class. Then Jeremiah said to them, "You sent me to the Lord God of Israel to make your request known to him. Here is what he says to you. If you will just stay in this land, I will build you up. I will not tear you down. I will firmly plant you. I will not uproot you. For I am filled with sorrow because of the disaster that I have brought on you. Do not be afraid of the king of Babylon, whom you now fear. Do not be afraid of him, because I will be with you to save you and to rescue you from his power. I, the Lord, affirm it. I will have compassion on you so that he in turn will have mercy on you and allow you to return to your land. You must not disobey the Lord your God by saying, 'We will not stay in this land.' You must not say, 'No, we will not stay. Instead, we will go and live in the land of Egypt, where we will not face war or hear the enemy's trumpet calls or starve for lack of food.' If you people who remain in Judah do that, then listen to what the Lord says. The Lord God of Israel, who rules over all, says, 'If you are so determined to go to Egypt that you go and settle there, the wars you fear will catch up with you there in the land of Egypt. The starvation you are worried about will follow you there to Egypt. You will die there. All the people who are determined to go and settle in Egypt will die from war, starvation, or disease. No one will survive or escape the disaster I will bring on them. For the Lord God of Israel, who rules over all, says, If you go to Egypt, I will pour out my wrath on you, just as I poured out my anger and wrath on the citizens of Jerusalem. You will become an object of horror and ridicule, an example of those who have been cursed and that people use in pronouncing a curse. You will never see this place again. The Lord has told you, people who remain in Judah, do not go to Egypt. Be very sure of this. I warn you here and now. You are making a fatal mistake. For you sent me to the Lord your God and asked me, 'Pray to the Lord our God for us. Tell us what the Lord our God says, and we will do it.' This day I have told you what he said, but you do not want to obey the Lord by doing what he sent me to tell you. So now be very sure of this. You will die from war, starvation, or disease in the place where you want to go and live." Jeremiah chapter 43. Jeremiah finished telling all the people all these things the Lord their God had sent him to tell them. Then Azariah, son of Hoshaiah, Johanan, son of Kareah, and other arrogant men said to Jeremiah, "You are telling a lie. The Lord our God did not send you to tell us you must not go to Egypt and settle there. But Baruch, son of Neriah, is stirring you up against us. He wants to hand us over to the Babylonians so they will kill us or carry us off into exile in Babylon." So Johanan, son of Kareah, all the army officers, and all the rest of the people did not obey the Lord's command to stay in the land. Instead, Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers led off all the Judean remnant who had come back to live in the land of Judah from all the nations where they had been scattered. They also led off all the men, women, children, and royal princesses that Nebuzaradan, the captain of the royal guard, had left with Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the grandson of Shaphan. This included the prophet Jeremiah and Baruch, son of Neriah. They went on to Egypt because they refused to obey the Lord and came to Tahpenes. At Tahpenes, the Lord spoke to Jeremiah, "Take some large stones and bury them in the mortar of the clay pavement at the entrance of Pharaoh's residence there in Tahpenes. Do it while the people of Judah present there are watching. Then tell them, 'The Lord God of Israel, who rules over all, says, I will bring my servant King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. I will set his throne over these stones which I have buried. He will pitch his royal tent over them. He will come and attack Egypt. Those who are destined to die of disease will die of disease. Those who are destined to be carried off into exile will be carried off into exile. Those who are destined to die in war will die in war. He will set fire to the temples of the gods of Egypt. He will burn their gods or carry them off as captives. He will pick Egypt clean like a shepherd picks the lice from his clothing. He will leave there unharmed. He will demolish the sacred pillars in the temple of the sun in Egypt and will burn down the temples of the gods of Egypt. Isn't it interesting? So many times we say, God, what do you want us to do? And then when he tells us, we say, nah, I don't want to do that. God takes that seriously. If we go to God and say, Lord, show me what you want me to do and I'll do it. When you get the answer, do it. Why do we have such a hard time trusting God? Something to think about until tomorrow. I look forward to seeing you then. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.